This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. It's a Friday night and I'm live. No, this is not a rebroadcast from 11 to 1. It is me live 5 hours today, tomorrow, every day, except the weekend, 5 days a week, because I care. 800-313-9443, OCDAustin@yahoo.com, the website, outcastradio.net. Our top story: Rick Perry indicted for Lemberg veto vote. A Travis County grand jury, that's Austin, today indicted Rick Perry on two charges related to his effort last year to force District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg to resign after her drunken driving arrest. Grand jurors charged Perry, 64, with abuse of official capacity, a first-degree felony, and coercion of a public servant, a third-degree felony. The first charge carries a punishment of 5 to 99 years and a fine up to $10,000. The second charge is punishable by 2 to 10 years and a fine up to $10,000. The indictment stems from Perry's threat last summer to withhold $7.2 million in state money from Lemberg's office unless she stepped down, a threat he later carried out by vetoing an appropriation in the state budget. Marianne Wiley, general counsel for Perry, said in a statement following the indictment, quote, "The veto in question was made in accordance with the veto authority afforded to every governor under the Texas Constitution. We will continue to aggressively defend the governor's lawful and constitutional action and believe it will be ultimately prevailing for us." Keep in mind, Austin is a blue island in a red state, and this is the first time I've lived in a liberal enclave since I lived in Los Angeles, so it does take a while to get used to. Special prosecutor in the case, San Antonio attorney Michael McCrum, said he was confident with the strength of the charges filed against Perry. I want you to go to the website. I actually was able to find the video of Lemberg being arrested, and you're going to be blown away. They have the video of her being booked into the Travis County jail. This is the Travis County district attorney. She did 45 days in the hole and got her job back. My opinion on that is any public servant who gets a DUI immediately gets kicked out. And if that was Rick Perry, absolutely. All right, this call really intrigues me. Eddie in the ghetto. Word to your mother, young man. Hello, Eddie. How are you in the ghetto?
I'm fine. I'm here in the ghetto. You know, I am a late listener here. I just tuned in for a few minutes. And I'm walking down the street, so I can't be listening live as I would like to. But I have a point of contention. Earlier in the program, you said that secular Israel is different than Zionist Israel.
Yeah.
And so,
Yeah, okay, before you make your point, and I will let you make your point, I'm really curious. Which ghetto are you calling us from?
Oh, God, you have no idea.
Oh, come on, just give me the city. We won't track you down, I promise.
I don't care if you do, actually. Have you ever heard of Cleveland, Ohio?
What part of Ohio?
Cleveland. It's by the lake.
Oh, sure, the mistake by the lake.
Yes, everything you ever heard about Cleveland...
is true?
It's true.
Hey, you got LeBron James and you got Johnny Manziel. It can't be too bad in the ghetto these days.
Yeah, the Messiah. Yeah, LeBron James. He's
going to
save Cleveland.
He's going to save... That is kind of curious. I think his wife must have pushed that. Anyway, you want to make a point? Go ahead. The platform is yours.
I'm just saying, it isn't just the Zionist Jews. It's every Jew.
So you think every Jew is bad?
Absolutely. Every single last one of them. Who said, give us Barabbas? Who said, crucify him? Okay? Zionism has only been around since 1898 when Herzl wrote the Judenstadt.
So if you had your way, would you kill all the Jews?
Right. Kill them all.
You would kill them all. So in other words, if I gave you a gun and enough ammunition, you would kill all the Jews?
Hang on. Would I kill them all? Let me think about that.
Okay, I'll let you think about it. Hang on.
Okay, I thought about it. If they did not immediately change their way of thinking...
You would kill them all.
Yes. Let God sort them out. That's his job. The fact of the matter is that they have been wrecking this planet since the Ice Age.
The Jews have been around since the Ice Age?
No. They have been wrecking this planet.
Oh, the Jews have been directing the planet since the Ice Age?
Since the Ice Age, yes.
You know, you might be right, because I've heard of Jewosaurus Rex.
I mean, think about it. Okay, Zionism has been around since 1898. But... you know, Isabella kicked him out of Spain in the 1400s. I mean, Christ grabbed the whip and beat them out of the temple. I mean, think about this in a logical, rational manner, you know. I mean, it isn't the Zionist Jews. And you know what? Let me say something else.
Please do.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, that this evil Nazis, okay, killed every Jew in the most vengeful way that they could think of back in 1939.
Right.
That doesn't give the Jews of today.
You're talking about the final solution. They should have instituted the final solution and just killed all the Jews.
No. I am saying that, for instance, let's say for the sake of argument that there was a Holocaust and that 900 million Jews died in the Holocaust.
900 million Jews died in the Holocaust?
No. We must be having a problem here with that communication. What I am saying, let me give you, for instance, an example.
Okay.
Let's say for the sake of argument that there was a Holocaust, that 900 million of them died in the most evil and vengeful way, okay, back in 39 or in 41 or whenever they prepared that this happened. That doesn't give the Jews of today the right to put the Palestinians in concentration camps, does it? And to just massacre them any kind of way that they can. And then claim that the Jews are the victims of these evil Palestinians, you know, that run Hollywood and Congress.
To get back to your premise, the solution is kill all the Jews. Appreciate the call, Eddie. You know, when I was talking to John about a week ago, and he said, you sure you want to do 3 hours at night and two in the midday, you know, 11 to 1 and then move 9 to midnight? And I said, sure. He said, how in the world can you do 3 hours at night? That's how. You don't get those calls during the day. That's what I love about doing nighttime radio. It's a lot looser. It's more laid back. You get a diversity of opinions, and there you go. There's Eddie in the ghetto, somewhere in Cleveland. Where was I? Oh, Earth. Rick Perry indicted for Lundberg veto vote. Just so you'll know, Lundberg, the DA of Travis County, which is where Austin is at, was arrested for a DUI last year. I've got the video posted at my website, her booking, which is pretty bizarre. She was literally strapped down in a chair and going nuts. I just think if you're going to serve the public, you're going to be a politician, DA, whoever, you get a DUI, you're done. You are held to a higher standard. And if this was Rick Perry, I certainly would be encouraging that he be impeached, thrown out of office, thrown into jail. Absolutely. But here in Austin, you have this very strange paradigm where left is good and right is bad. And if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, left is bad, right is bad. It's a two-headed, one-party system. But in Austin, they all bow. You should see the amount of Obama stickers in the 04. This is Outkast Radio.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. Let's go to the email, OCDAustin@yahoo.com. Wally writes in from New Brunswick, Canada. Your show is disgustingly mainstream. You're right, Wally. I believe that JFK was killed because he tried to institute the silver dollar and was probably killed behind the forces of the Illuminati and the Federal Reserve, not to mention the Mafia. And the Warren Commission is a great piece of fiction. I believe that 9/11 was actually inspired by those behind the curtain who actually set detonators, and Building 7 was a takedown because Larry Silverstein was going to collect on $5 billion, an insurance policy he took out in July. And 2 days before the towers went down, detonators were set in that building. You're right, Wally. I am mainstream media. Oh, by the way, Wally, the Pentagon was hit by a missile and not a plane. Oh, hey, Wally, I do believe the president probably is an Islamist. Hey, Wally, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission with Brzezinski, I believe in all of it. But you're right. This is a mainstream radio show. Let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. How art thou?
It's a little cooler here in Kentucky than not. It's supposed to get down to 51 degrees. So.
Yeah, I guess fall is coming early. I read a story about the leaves are turning in Pittsburgh. Are they turning yet in Kentucky?
No. That's usually based on the light cycles, though. The light is a factor in that. Plant hormones and stuff. It's not the temperature. I think Obama is the all-purpose president. I said that about him real early on because, you know, there's pictures of him in the Muslim garb, and apparently his biological dad named Frank Lloyd Davis was a big radical communist. And so he's got lots of universal appeal. They can, influence operations that no doubt's going on in all sorts of different countries can play him as Muslim to the Muslims, Christian to Christians, and of course, if you look at by your fruits, you'll know him. What has he done to cut any of the funding or loan guarantees or military aid to the Zionist regime? I don't think he's done anything to upset that apple cart.
I think what he does is occasionally he leaves the golf course because the real man behind the curtain says, you know, you need to go in and say this and say that. And he'll go, I don't believe in that. Just say it and you can keep golfing.
Anyway, I just don't think he's pretty hard to nail down. Almost like trying to nail down Clinton on something, you know.
Think maybe MK Ultra plays into that?
What the definition of is? Well, yeah, certainly he could be the Manchurian candidate. I've been, you know, gotten a hold of at an early age. And
by the way, Wally in New Brunswick, I hope you're not listening to it. It's another mainstream conversation we're having here. So do you think, MK Ultra, Manchurian candidate, this is mainstream?
Well, he could have, he could have gotten a hold of somebody that did some conditional programming on him at an early age. Of course, he was made to go to a Muslim school because Mr. Soetro was Muslim in the Philippines, and that was it was a Catholic school, but that was the policy and the law when he went in the country that he was in because his dad was Islamic.
Well, yeah, that was back in Indonesia, and then where are the records for Colombia? I mean,
came into this country under an alias as Barry Soetro.
And the birth certificate has been proven to be manufactured.
Well, no, I think that issue, there's so much disinformation flying around. I think they're trying to obscure the truth that his dad was Frank Lloyd Davis and that a deal was made with his mother, Stanley Ann, who was, you think about this girl that's named Stanley. Because her dad's going off to war, and they thought nobody would carry forward his name, so they named the daughter Stanley. She's got that big chip on her shoulder. She gets forced to go to Hawaii and loses all her friends and ends up taking up with this Frank Lloyd Davis for some stupid reason. Her dad's a CIA guy whose cover is a furniture salesman. His career would be over if it became known that his daughter was cavorting with a big radical communist right under his nose. You know, if you don't have your household in order, how can you be a leader of any kind at all, you know? So he was compromised, and he had to make a deal with Mr. Obama to be the dad on paper and marry his daughter, so it would be a cover story for him to be
Well, I think it goes even deeper than that, Mike. I had a guy named Rob Skiba on a couple of weeks ago, and if you go to his website, he has an article, proof that, what is it, 40 out of the 44 presidents are actually related to each other. This is really strange. Dick Cheney's wife, speaking, said that, yes, Obama is related to Cheney. I think this thing is so incestuous.
Well,
on top of everything else, that you wouldn't believe, and I don't think I would either, how dark this actually is if you really start pulling back layer after layer.
Well, they got to make sure that you're of the approved, it's like horses or something. You know, got to have the approved pedigree. But the idea that, I mean, the Bible talks about the Jews that say they are Jews, but they're not. I don't think whoever, that guy from Cleveland, was talking about killing all of the Jews. Obviously, there's good and bad. There's Christians that say they're Christians, but they're not, you know. Billy Graham might be one of those, along with whoever, you know, several of these mainstream or whatever preachers that basically have embraced the ecumenical worldwide church of, hey, whoever.
Well, and those would include Joel Osteen and Kenneth Copeland.
Yes.
Copeland's sidekick just died in a motorcycle accident a couple of weeks ago, Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart was the guy who announced that the days of Luther are over and that we're all Catholics. Now, Catholic doctrine says you cannot be saved unless you go through the church. You cannot be saved by praying directly to God. You have to go through the church.
Well, that's completely against the teachings of the New Testament. Now, I don't believe we should necessarily pray to Jesus. He is the Lamb that allows us to approach the Father. The curtain was torn in half.
Yeah, the prayer is our Father.
Exactly.
You pray to your Father, and you thank Him
right
for sending Jesus.
Well, the model prayer, as it's called, some people call it the Lord's Prayer, but it's actually the model prayer. The curtain was rent in two, the Holy of Holies. I mean, how many heavens and earth in the New Testament are there? Okay, this is one thing, a Jewish culture. Jesus was a Hebrew. I don't know if, you know, depends on who you ask what tribe he was from. But he was of the house of David, and he was of the, he was.
Well, he's from the tribe of Judah.
No, are you sure about that? Now, Judah was corrupted with Edom in the southern kingdom. That's why he was from the north.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're probably losing everybody with this theology, but your point is that you believe that Obama is an Islamist.
No.
You do not? Okay.
I do not believe he's an Islamist. I think he's the all-purpose president. He's whatever he needs to be in the moment politically. And
you think he's programmed to be whatever they want him to be?
I think he's whatever's expedient is what he is, you know. If he needed to be a Christian to be elected, that's what he is, but they can show his pictures, you know, as a psyop or whatever, influence operation. They can let people think he's a Muslim, you know, if need be, so that he's, you know, accepted by that crowd, and then let them think, well, he's just playing Christian.
He's got the personality. He's articulate. I mean, say what you will, but the guy is very well spoken until he gets off the teleprompter. Appreciate the call, Mike, in Kentucky. The website is outcastradio.net.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. You know, the nighttime shift is so much different than the morning shift. I feel that there's a lot more adults listening midday, 11 to 1, but nighttime, all the rules are off the table, all the adults are gone, and even the feel here at the network is different. When I'm on the air during the day from 11 to 1, there's always somebody scurrying around, doing business, adult-type activity. But here at night, it really is kind of a playground, a place for you and I to just have an extended conversation, if you will. Toll-free nationwide is 800-313-9443. Our top story of the day, Rick Perry indicted for Lumberg veto threat. Here's the latest from CNN. Maybe not. It's refreshing. You know what I think happened? It's the same thing that happened yesterday. I was having a problem with the net because I think too many people went at once to it, and I think my broadband is limited. Hey, Dan, how's your broadband? Is it limited? Try it again.
Grand jury has indicted Texas Governor Rick Perry for alleged abuse of power. This literally crossing just moments ago. Our senior political correspondent, Brianna Keeler, is out front. And Brianna, I mean, this is a headline. It catches your attention. You say Governor Rick Perry, a possible, was a presidential candidate, likely to be one again, indicted.
That's exactly right, and that's why this is such a big deal. He has been indicted by a Travis County, Texas grand jury, and this has to do, Aaron, with his efforts last year trying to force a district attorney there named Rosemary Lemberg to step down. This came after she was arrested for driving under the influence. He tried to force her to step down by withholding more than $7 million of funding for a public integrity unit, which she oversaw. This is a unit that many Republicans feel is used for political purposes against them. So the charges, two of them. One is a felony, a first-degree felony, abuse of official capacity. The second, coercion of a public official. This is really a political brawl playing out in the courts there in Travis County. And to give some context here, this is a liberal enclave. We have seen political brawls play out there in the courts before. It was actually a different district attorney there that managed to take down House Majority Leader Tom DeLay years ago. So really no stranger to this kind of battle playing out.
And so, Brianna, has the governor's office responded? Because obviously, when you look at the charges here, if he were to be convicted of what this grand jury's indicted him for, he would obviously go to jail.
Very possibly. And so this is, we have not heard. We are seeking response at this point. This is the indictment. It just came down. So this is all very fresh, and we're waiting to see what he says. I think what we would expect, Aaron, is that he and his supporters would say this is politics playing out. We're already seeing some Democrats, for instance, Congressman Joaquin Castro is urging Rick Perry to resign. So right now we're still awaiting a response. I'm sure we'll be getting that very soon.
To give you a further backdrop on this, because I lived in Travis County, and Austin is just 20 miles south of Round Rock, and I was just there an hour ago. Well, actually, a couple hours ago, I was visiting some friends. I mean, basically, Round Rock is a suburb of Austin. Travis County deputies arrested and charged Lemberg, who is the DA for Travis County, with a DWI in April of 2013. She later pled guilty and was sentenced to 45 days in jail, an unusually harsh sentence for a first-time drunken drive charge. She later prevailed in a civil lawsuit to remove her from office. After his veto, Perry said, "Despite the otherwise good work of the public integrity unit's employees, I cannot in good conscience continue to support state funding for an office with a statewide judicium at a time when the person charged with the ultimate responsibility has lost the public's confidence." And I agree with him. I do. I think if Rick Perry got a DUI, he should leave office. And I think she should have also left office. If you go to outcastradio.net, I actually have the video uploaded of Travis County District Attorney Lemberg's booking into jail. August 15th, 2014 is the date, but actually this video is probably about a year old. Actually more than that, it was April of 2013. But in the video, she's obviously intoxicated, belligerent, and at one point they had to restrain her and strap her in a chair. I'll kind of give you the play-by-play on this video. If you want to see it for yourself, just go to outcastradio.net. It's the second video down. All right, again, this is in Travis County, which is the county where Austin is. And again, the video is not queuing up, and I would assume that's because you're probably looking at it for yourself. So, you watch it. I'll keep going. So, in your opinion, do you think this charge is fair? Rick Perry indicted for Lemberg video threat. Travis County grand jury today indicting Rick Perry on two charges that he forced DA Lemberg to resign after her drunken arrest. Okay, we finally got the video.
Okay, so y'all arrest me for DWI, which I was.
We didn't arrest you.
Okay, that first voice you heard, that is her voice. That is the DA. She's in a sweatshirt. She's being booked in. The video is about 5 minutes long if you want to watch all of it, but you'll kind of get the idea after about a minute. So here we go. And it's stuck again. All right. I guess we'll call an audible. 800-313-9443. Other headlines making news. Error occurred. Please try again. Okay. Well, maybe that's a good sign. They're all going to the website. Tensions soar as Ukraine says destroyers. What's that? Yeah, I know. Tensions soar as Ukraine says destroys Russian armor. That headline doesn't make sense. Heading for Armageddon, Islamic State advances in Syria. Alan West says Obama is an Islamist. Ross Perot was right, 20 reasons NAFTA is destroying the economy. Other headlines making news at outcastradio.net include St. Louis Police Chief ID's officer who shot Michael Brown. Most pastors avoid controversial issues to keep tithes up. Revelation, Robin Williams accepted Jesus Christ. Missouri pressure cooker, go ahead and shoot me. In Hollywood, we ride along with the weed delivery man to the stars. And record cold summer leads to changing leaves in August. Pittsburgh, the leaves are already changing. And we'll change up and go to the email. Lynn writes in, migrating all over the planet, the Middle East is the cradle of civilization, right? I'm convinced the Antichrist dwells within every human who rejects Christ. If we are truly a Christian nation, we'd be up in arms about what's going on in this country and the decisions our government is making on our behalf. Of course, Obama is a Muslim. Why else? What else would cause him to make sure his brother gets a tax-free charity to use educating future jihadists? Writes in Lynn. Dan writes in, the Antichrist has always been here. No one knows the day or the hour of the Lord's coming. Not even the adversarial Satans who run the planet presently know what the time is. So be prepared. There's always one Antichrist on standby, and there's been many of them. Thank you, Dan. Tone writes in, here's a thought. Find you a Vietnamese gal friend, for they are very, very loyal and loving. As I would say, love you long time. You can meet Vietnamese ladies by going to Pho Thai, rice noodle soup and beef restaurants, either in Austin or Round Rock. Your old buddy, Tone. Tone, I appreciate the advice. During the afternoon show, I mentioned that I am open to another relationship, but she would have to be hot, Amish, and blind. Let's talk to Ben in Chicago. Hello, Ben. How are you, sir?
Hey, Don. I'm good, man. Hey, I'm checking out the show tonight for the first time, actually. Man, I've listened to you a little bit in the afternoon, and I really like what I'm hearing, man. You do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
You know, hey, I want to make one comment. I've heard you, kind of coming back to the Rick Perry issue a couple times tonight, and I wanted to just raise a point, and maybe you've covered it, maybe you haven't. But, you know, Rick Perry, obviously, with regard to the immigration issue, you know, engaging the National Guard, you know, defying Obama, I mean, how much of this indictment do you think is, you know, simply political retaliation for that?
Oh, I think all of it is political, and I think they got the orders from the White House.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's something that, you know, probably, you know, might come out a little bit more, but I think that, you know, obviously the initial story, the knee-jerk reaction to it is, you know, oh, God forbid, you know, a state governor abuses his power. You played the CNN clip, or at least tried to, you know, clearly I think mainstream media is going to take this in a different direction, but, there's no question it's political, and I think it does go back to his defiance of Obama, and I think it's a great indication of just, you know, how we want. Oh, sorry, I think you got the music coming on, man.
I'm not too sure if we do. Are we going to a break, Dan? No, we're not. It was a faux pas. Continue,
cool, man.
Continue, man. I'm with you, Ben. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just with regard to that, I think this is a really good example of maybe something that might translate to people across the entire political spectrum, and that, you know, this is a pretty naked attempt at political retaliation. I think, you know, obviously, I mean, I hear you guys talk a lot about this. I mean,
hey, Ben,
I certainly don't.
Can you do me a favor and hold on through the break? Because I want to continue this conversation with you.
Sure, man.
Is that cool? Okay, Ben in Chicago.
Of course, man.
All right, he's on deck, and he's up next. This is Outkast Radio.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills.
Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Go to the website and you'll see the video booking of Travis D.A. Lumberg. You tell me what you think. Also, the story of Rick Perry being indicted. If you haven't heard, Travis County grand jury indicting Rick Perry today on two charges related to his effort last year to force D.A. attorney Rosemary Lumberg to resign. Curious. A month ago, Rick Perry sends the National Guard in defiance of the administration. And now these charges are levy. Yeah, just a coincidence. Mark in Oregon, hang on. Richard in Austin, hang on. We'll go back to Ben in Chicago. Continue, Ben.
I appreciate it, OCD, man. Hey, just as I was saying, you know, none of us believe in coincidences, man. You know, so like you said, I mean, it's obviously a political retaliation. I think it's a naked attempt at such. And, you know, just to make another brief comment on a similar type of issue, you know, we've talked about Ferguson a lot today. And what's going on there, you know, with the, obviously the shooting of Mike Brown. You know, there's another attempt there. I think that, again, that would reach across the political spectrum when you look at, you know, the way CNN has covered it and this characterization of this young man as a gentle giant.
Gentle giant, my buddy. He's 6'4", 290 pounds, and he basically picked up that I guess, Indian grocery clerk or whatever you want to call him. But, I mean, that guy is that guy was massive.
Yeah. So the point being, you know, you got to wonder whether CNN even knew whether or not that coverage existed or those images existed to make such an outrageous claim or characterization of this young kid. You know, again, and I should clarify my point in that, obviously, in no way do I endorse, you know, militarized police or police brutality, which is a real issue, I think, in our country right now. And I think Rand Paul did a pretty good job with his op-ed in Time yesterday, you know, kind of capturing that sentiment. But, you know, it's just, again, another naked attempt at CNN to politicize something, skew the public perception on a particular issue. And I think the average person who's consuming news, you know, I normally call these people low-information consumers or low-information voters, you can't even be that dumb anymore. I mean, at this point, it becomes willful ignorance, you know, to ignore some of these cues and ignore some of these blatant attempts, as I said, at politicalization and in Rick Perry's case, retaliation. And that's been Obama's, that's the culture he's created. I mean, you know, I tweeted it earlier just about the irony, you know, of him being indicted for abuse of power when you've got Obama, you know, leveraging the IRS to attack political opponents.
Yeah, that's kind of like Satan saying, you know, back off, you're going a little too dark on me.
Yeah. You know, but hey, great show, man. I appreciate you taking me on tonight, and looking forward to listening to future shows here in the evening, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben, in Chicago. Let's go to Richard right here in Austin. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Am I coming in pretty clear? Because I'm driving.
You're sounding good, my friend. What's your 20? I know the area really well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been following the Rick Perry thing, but I wanted to talk about Obama and the shooting, too, later. Obama couldn't be anything but an MK Ultra guy because he's worn all the hats. He was a bathhouse guy when he was in Chicago. Some say he went to Indonesia and became, when he was a youngster, he was part of a Sabu cult. I don't know if you talked about that yet. The cult leader was in Chicago at the same time. He was in Chicago when he was young. He was in Seattle, Washington, Mercer Island when he was young, at the same time that Sabu cult was spreading. And he was in Hawaii, the lady named Loretta Fuddy covered for him with his birth certificate in Hawaii, and then she had a plane crash suddenly where she came up dead.
Maybe she crashed into Ron Brown.
Yeah, well,
remember Clinton's guy thing? Anyway, continue, Richard. Yeah, continue.
Same circumstances, convenience. I'm with you. But then, I mean, the guy killed more Muslims when he destroyed Libya using NATO and the UN to do it, and then his man said they didn't have to even go to Congress to get it okay. I mean, he's an equal opportunity killer. He's bankrupting everybody across the board. Plus, he went to that Black Liberation Church, that down low church, and then a bunch of homosexuals came up there. So he's worn all the hats. I could keep going. I mean, the properties he was purchasing when he was in Chicago, him and his alleged wife, and all the social security numbers that he had, he couldn't be anything but bloodline. And like you said, Miss Cheney covered him on that. We've already checked the records, and they are all related.
Yeah, I'm beginning to suspect this is a lot darker than you and I even think, because if all these presidents are in fact related, how dark is that?
It's dark, brother. It's demonic, to say the least.
Demonic, you know, is the operative word. Absolutely. Continue, Richard.
You know, at the end of the day, though, I got to start blaming us, the victims. And I tell my mother the same thing, just to show you how honest I am. Because now we have all this information, people like yourself who have covered virtually every aspect of this globalism, from the difference between Zionism and Judaism to what a globalist bankster. I mean, we have all the information we need, but we still have people letting their children go overseas and destroy countries in our uniform, in our name. We still are basically letting all our industry go overseas and just get all the tax credits they could possibly want. We're still letting our nurses and doctors vaccinate our children.
And I contend, what's going on right now in Ferguson, Richard, I contend this is a violation of posse comitatus. The police, the uniform, the tag says police, but those are soldiers. I mean, they have militarized this, and I think Ferguson is a trial balloon, and don't be surprised if this spreads to St. Louis, because I think that's the next place it'll go if it does go somewhere else.
I got to agree 100%. I mean, what else can it be? We got, I mean, you got this youngster. Everybody said he was God's gift, and now we got him right on tape being one of the worst kind of bullies you could be. He reminds me a lot of the friends I had growing up, as a matter of fact. But then you got this policeman who they say didn't even know anything about the alleged strong arm, but he might have heard it over the radio, but he just happened to run across the same guy who they were looking for. It's too staged.
Well, this,
I'm not saying it's staged, yeah, but it seems like it is. So.
Well, and just to, you know, to clarify, he was 6'4", 290, and then he's walking down the middle of the street, and the police officer says, get out of the middle of the street. There's a confrontation, a shot is fired, and then the $64,000 question is, was he running? Was he hit in the back? But to say this kid was not a thug is a misnomer, because you've got the video footage right there. It's pretty obvious he was robbing the store for Swisher cigars. I mean, come on. If that isn't a thug, what is?
He looks just like Trayvon Martin in his last moments when they showed him in the 7-Eleven just sauntering around, you know, basically looking aloof and half, you know, just like a man possessed, basically. So I grew up with these kind of guys, and I know how they conduct them and comport themselves, and they're the kind of guys that always get the communities lit up and have everybody at everybody's throat. And I always say, we're black people. Come on now. We're all told that the police hate us. We're told that society is scared of us. So why would you have a young man his size, that threatening size, running around acting like he doesn't know any of these stories from his father, his grandfather? Just put your hands up and say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Lay down, whatever you got to do, and then have your day in court. But these youngsters can never do that. They can never humble themselves, not even for a minute. Even when they know that, okay, these cops, even the black cops, I'm not saying it's a white-black thing. I'm saying most people of my generation, 40 on up, are afraid or just don't like these youngsters. And these youngsters know that because they talk about it in their raps and all the rest of their interactions with each other. So why would he be comporting himself like some neighborhood gangster and not think that he's going to have some trouble? And then the whole community gets behind him. Now, I'm not saying, don't make no mistake about that, that he deserved the death sentence that he got. I'm saying the cops are rogue cops. I'm saying he was a rogue individual, basically, you know, just rampaging through society. And I'm saying the way both sides respond is a recipe for a disaster. And just like you said, that's just how the globalists want it. They want us all at each other's throats. Instead of making wise decisions, we all make rash decisions. And then they let Al Sharpton come down there every time and assume the spotlight. And he's basically, I don't even know how to describe the man anymore. An opportunist is too light.
Well, he is a lot lighter than he was when he came up with the whole Tawana Brawley piece of fiction. He's half the man he was in many ways, more than one.
Isn't that something? Yeah. He looked like he's on death's door.
Yeah, he looks like he needs a sandwich. Richard, great conversation. Appreciate the call. He pretty much summed it all up. There you go, Richard in Austin. You've got a gangsta mentality meeting a militarized police force. That is a recipe for disaster. Mark in Oregon, if you can hang on through the break, I'll take you right out of the top. This is Outkast Radio.
Financial